The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Ben Maller Show podcast. It's me, Ben. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Ben Maller Show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hi, everybody. Hope you're enjoying your late night festivities here. Planning on changing lives tonight. You know, I thought I could downplay expectations. No, forget that. Let's raise them up sky high. Changing freaking lives tonight. That's the goal. Might not rise to that level, but we're going to have a good time here. Feel free to hit us up. 877-99 on Fox is your phone number. Also available on Twitter at The No Show. Lots of ball tonight. We also have some hoops. Yeah, we'll get to the season win totals. Something that stands out. Bright and shiny. A couple of teams, their season win totals. We'll get to that as the evening / morning goes along here. But I want to start with this. Something caught my attention today. And it is the Browns announcing that quarterback Deshaun Watson, he will start in Cleveland's preseason opener against the Jags. Or will he? So we have all these potential scenarios that could play out this week. So the NFL, they've been very noisy about wanting Deshaun Watson to be suspended for the entire year. So we know that they are not happy with the initial ruling of only 6 games. We know that. So now it goes to the next phase here. Of all these possibilities, the NFL does not want Deshaun Watson to be on the field. They don't want him to be on the field in the preseason. They don't want him to be on the field in the regular season. They don't want him to be on the field in the postseason. So the newest possibilities are this. Maybe the ruling is handed down before Friday. It's possible that Deshaun is suspended indefinitely, which would mean that he would not be eligible to play in preseason games. It'd make a little bit of sense, right? You can see where the dots are being connected here. The NFL doesn't want him on the field and be kind of weird to have him on the field on Friday, right? Even though it's a preseason game. Because they know what's going to happen. You see all the highlight shows. Deshaun Watson back behind center. The NFL doesn't want that. So could the ruling come down from Peter Harvey where Deshaun Watson is suspended indefinitely? That's one of the possibilities. Now, make sure you buckle up here because this is just the beginning of the possibilities. And I'll try to make this as painless as possible. But just to give you a heads up of what potentially could happen this week. This could be a chess move by the Browns. This is just a thought. Right? Mike Florio threw this out there, and I thought it made some sense. It's kind of interesting. On Pro Football Talk, he said that it could be a chess move by the Browns to announce this. Of like, hey, everybody, look over here. Deshaun, we're planning on him starting on Friday. Why would they do that? They didn't need to announce that. What could the thinking be behind that? Well, one possibility is that the Browns are trying to get a decision sooner than later. It's supposed to be expedited, but that doesn't mean that it will occur this week. So could the Browns be sort of just stirring the pot here a little bit? Hey, we're going to start Deshaun. Could that spring Peter C. Harvey into action and say, all right, he's suspended indefinitely? Either way, the Browns want to know where they stand. They want to know what the scenario is so they can plan accordingly. So is this an effort to try to, you know, jumpstart a decision? Maybe, maybe. Now, here's another thing to keep in mind. And I'm going to read this word for word because this is unbelievable to me. Thinking of the possibility of a ruling being handed down by Friday. This is the other layer to when the ruling could be handed down. So Florio wrote, Harvey, that's the appeals officer, right? Harvey may be waiting as long as possible to issue a suspension that would block Watson from playing Friday night. Okay, so it makes sense so far. NFL, we don't want him on the field. How do we make that happen? Well, it's possible the NFLPA would rush to court for an order allowing Watson to play in this preseason opener. But if Harvey issues his ruling around 5 p.m. Eastern time on Friday, the NFLPA would have roughly 2 hours to get a temporary restraining order. Okay, the game between the Browns and Jags is at 7 p.m. on Friday night, Eastern time. So you see the thinking here? It's ridiculous, right? But this is possible. It could go down this way. Browns face the Jags at 7 p.m. NFL, they don't want him on the field. If he's suspended indefinitely, he can't be on the field. But the NFLPA, they might try to get a temporary restraining order so Deshaun could be on the field. So the NFL and the appeals officer, Peter Harvey, they might hand down this suspension, this ruling, late on Friday, so there's not enough time to get the restraining order for Deshaun to be on the field. My head is spinning. Is yours? This is absurd. At this point, let's just make a decision. I'm tired of all the potential scenarios. I'm tired of all the hypotheticals, and they might do this, and they might do that, and maybe this, and maybe that. We just got to move on. We really do. You got to come to a decision and let's move on. And that's what gets me thinking also is I know the NFL is saying they want a year-long suspension. I'm curious if they're dug in and they are willing to accept all of the unwanted things that go along with a year-long suspension. Meaning this, the NFL, they could feel this strongly. It needs to be a year. If you take us to federal court, fine, whatever. You might even win. We don't care. We think it's the right thing. We're dug in. That's a possibility. Or the second possibility could be, hey, they want a year-long suspension, but would it be the worst thing ever if it's, let's say it's 10 games, and let's just say that Deshaun and the NFLPA, they can live with that. It's not a year-long suspension. We can live with 10 games, no federal court, and we move on with life. I'm curious if the NFL is still like, no, banging the table, it needs to be a year, no matter what. I'm really curious if they are saying that, but are still thinking 10 games would be all right. They were, let's not forget, before the initial ruling, they were willing to take a suspension between 10 and 12 games. So I would say they are. I would say they would be comfortable with that. Very curious to see how it plays out. I'm Brian Noe here on Fox Sports Radio. Now, one other layer to this with Deshaun here. The Browns are dumb. The Browns are dumb. Like, in terms of the way they're dividing up reps in the preseason, Deshaun Watson, he's getting the overwhelming majority of the first team snaps in practice over Jacoby Brissett. Why? Why? I don't understand this. Just so we're all on the same page, the NFLPA did not appeal the original six-game suspension, okay? So they cannot go back and appeal it. The six-game suspension is in place, okay? Now we're just waiting to find out how much is in addition to that. How many more games are they tacking on here, right? But those six games at the beginning of the season, Deshaun will not be on the field for those, okay? So forget about all these temporary restraining orders and, well, maybe federal court. It doesn't matter. Who said it? It was The Rock. Pro wrestling. It doesn't matter. It does not matter in terms of what the NFLPA would fight for. The first six games, Deshaun is not on the field, okay? So why in the holy hell are they giving him the overwhelming majority of first-team snaps? That makes zero sense to me. However you want to spin it, well, Brian, he missed all of last season. Well, Brian, he's got to get reps. I'm not telling you he doesn't need to get reps. Yeah, he does. But why would you be giving him the overwhelming majority when he's not going to be on the field for at least the first six games? At a bare minimum. Like, why? I'm not bent that he would, as of right now, be slated as the starter in the preseason. That's okay. You could get Deshaun out there for a series or two. You could still leave your starters out there and get Jacoby Brissett some run with the ones. You can do both things. But in practice, I have no idea what the Browns are thinking. None. Kevin Stefanski, their head coach, he says, I am comfortable in what Jacoby has done to date with his reps. He's gotten some with the ones and some with the twos. And we will stick to our plan absent any new information. It's like, if I could just kind of like tap Stefanski on the shoulder here. Coach. Yeah, Kev. He's suspended for at least the first game, six games of the season. Okay. So that's the new information that you maybe want to pay attention to. Why would you be giving the guy the overwhelming majority of first-team reps when he's not going to be on the field for six games? That's just stupid. It doesn't make any sense. And for anyone who's defending the Browns, a lot of people that come, well, Brian, we don't know if it. No, we do. We do. He's done for the first six games at a minimum. I don't know why you wouldn't be getting Jacoby Brissett the bulk of the first-team reps. Or at least divide them up. Why would you be having the guy who's not going to be in uniform for 6 weeks get the bulk, the overwhelming majority of the first team reps? It's just stupid. That's what stupid teams do. They do stupid things. There's no defending that. I know that Deshaun is their guy going forward. I know that he's going to be the starter going forward. But he's not going to be the guy for the first 6 weeks. So it would make more sense to get your first string quarterback ready for those first 6 weeks. And that's Jacoby Brissett as it stands right now. But, you know, what do I know? Maybe it makes sense. You know what? Ask yourself this. Would it make sense for any of these other teams to get their backup quarterback the bulk of the reps for right now? The overwhelming majority of the reps. We're going to get our backup quarterback the overwhelming majority of the reps. No, he's going to be the backup. He's not starting at the beginning of the year. But you know what? Instead of Tom Brady getting all the first-team reps, we're just going to get Blaine Gabbert all the first-team reps. No, he's not going to be playing, but we just thought for the heck of it, we'd get him all the it makes no sense. None. Zero. But people defend this. It's insane. Whoa, we don't know, though. No, we do. We do. He's not on the field for the first six games. That's what we know. Your comments, more than welcome. 877-99 on Fox. That's the phone number. And also on Twitter, at The No Show, if you'd like to holler at me over there. You know, compliments, criticisms, good stuff, negative stuff. It's all on the table. Whatever you want to do, feel free. Hit me up. Okay, lots to do. Coming up next, oh man, the two teams that stick out like a sore thumb when it comes to some betting odds that were just released. We'll get to that. I'm Brian Ngo. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It takes the entire village to raise up the Maller Militia. We need support from comrades like you to get the most out of the Ben Maller Show. Have your voice be heard by the night-loving masses. It takes hardly any time to follow your host on Twitter. In for Ben Maller, it's Brian Noe. He is at The No Show, N-O-E. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your announcer guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox. It's the haunting cry of the peacock. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, in for Big Ben, it's Brian Noe.
You know, Eddie, I don't know if you saw this where, I'm sure you did, where Aiden Hutchinson of the Lions, he sang Billie Jean, the Michael Jackson song right there.
I did not see that, Brian.
You didn't see? You didn't? Oh, wow, yeah. I didn't see the episode, but... You know,
Hard Knocks, huh?
Yeah, it... Yeah.
I stopped watching that show about 6 years ago, I think. Maybe more.
Yeah, you're not into it anymore, huh?
Nah. Same old thing.
Yeah,
I mean, if it was the Steelers, because I'm a Steelers fan, I would watch, but...
Well, I bring it up because, you know, if you were... I never thought along these lines, but if you were an NFL rookie and you had to do the singing thing, I mean, maybe you go with Zombie. That wouldn't be a bad song to go with right there. Just something weird, something off the wall, something that's not mainstream at all. I would probably do something like that. Eddie, do you have anything? I don't know. This probably is a total waste of time, but it's where my curious mind goes. If you were an NFL rookie, is there a go-to song you would sing in front of your teammates?
I don't have a go-to song, but I like the way you think. I would make it something weird and awkward, some sort of love song maybe.
Right.
Maybe I would go for The Greatest Love of All, like what was that Eddie Murphy movie that were they? Wasn't it there? Oh, no, it was a different movie. I'm thinking of a different movie. Remember Whitney Houston,
Greatest Love of All? Oh, yeah, yeah, or
something like that.
Something from The Bodyguard, something like that, right? Yeah. Yeah, right? That'd be fun. Right?
Was it Coming to America? Was Coming to America, did they sing that song? Did Eddie Murphy sing that song? I can tell by everyone's face data, they're not even paying attention.
They're not, yeah.
No one's listening. No one's helped me out.
I'm just thinking of the Bodyguard with Kevin Costner.
I never saw that movie, Brian.
I don't know that I have, but I definitely saw the video.
Why would you reference it? Oh, okay. All right.
I just know the Whitney Houston song from that movie.
Oh, what was that song?
That was the,
the Dolly Parton song. Yeah. Did you know that? That was a Dolly Parton song.
Yeah, that's right. She covered it, huh? Yeah, that's.
That was one of those ones where the cover is better than the original.
It was a good song. There was another song. I can't remember if it was that one or something else where Dolly had to fight for the song. They were going to just kind of like basically
steal it. To get her cut of it?
Yeah. Yeah, or redo it. I think it was Elvis wanted to redo a Dolly Parton song, and it was something to do with the royalties, and Dolly had to stand up and say no. No dice. But yeah. Yeah, there you go. By the way, Eddie,
what a great way to start the show, by the way, Brian.
I know,
fantastic.
Very upbeat here. I've got a random music question relating to rage. I'm going to get to it a little bit later in the show here, but I'm very curious. If you had to dish out a ton of cash, if you would, if this was the concert scenario, right? Coop and I were just talking about that off the air a little bit ago, so I'll ask you that a little bit later this hour, you know? But let me get out to the phones here. A couple of people want to check in. Let's see. Cody is over in Denver, wants to join us here. What's going on, Cody?
Yeah, my man. Hey, so I was listening to your segment before. Appreciate you taking the call. So here's just But hear me out, okay? So Deshaun Watson, the man hasn't played in a year. The man needs those reps, and training camp might not be good enough. So the Browns organization says, hey, let's throw this dude out there, get him a little bit of live play, if you will. Yeah, he might be gone for 6 games. He might be gone for 12 games. He might be gone for a whole year. But they don't know exactly what they have with the guy until they can get him out there and at least get him in front of some real-life football players. I totally hear you. Jacoby Brissett should be getting the reps. I'm from Cleveland. I'm a Browns fan, right? Brissett should be getting the reps. You don't want your backup quarterback taking all those reps from the starter. But at the same time, this is, I think, a pretty unique situation in the terms of we don't know what Watson is yet. And by the way, before I wrap this up, I just want to be super clear. Whether homeboy should even be playing or not is a completely different conversation. But since we're working inside of the confines of what we're working under, the 6 games or maybe more up until this point, I don't think it's a bad idea for him to be getting some reps so that the Browns know what they got. Thanks for taking the call, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Look, there's a huge difference between Deshaun getting some reps and getting almost all of the first team reps. Like there's a huge difference between the two. And yeah, I think he absolutely should get some of the reps. But if he's done for a minimum of the first 6 games, why are you getting him the overwhelming majority of the reps? That just makes no sense to me at all. None. And I realize, okay, the guy didn't play last year. Okay, got it. You know, the Browns want to make sure this is their... Like, again, it doesn't make sense for the first 6 games at a minimum. Maybe it says something else about, I don't know, either the Browns are waiting for this suspension to be handed down, and then they're going to make a play for Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know. But as it stands right now, it's not a good plan. It doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense to me. Where, again, and there's a lot of pushback of, well, Brian, do we know for sure that he's suspended for the first six games? Like, yeah, we do. The NFLPA, the union, they did not appeal that 6-game suspension. So that portion of the case is over. It is done. And the only question going forward is, will the union fight the longer suspension? Right? They didn't fight the 6-game. Remember they had that statement before it was even unveiled by Sue L. Robinson. They're like, we're not going to appeal this. We hope that the NFL doesn't appeal it either. But the point is, they didn't appeal the initial ruling. They accepted it. So he's gone for the first 6 games. I have no idea why a guy who's gone for a minimum of the first 6 games, it might be 10, it might be 12, it might be the whole season, but it's at least 6 games, even operating off of that. It makes no sense to me at all. None. Zero. Get him some reps here and there, fine. Get him some reps with the first team, fine. Some. The overwhelming majority, no, it's a bad plan. Doesn't make sense to me.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
We have the Mariners edging the Yankees 4-3 in defeat. Aaron Judge, his major league leading 45th home run of the season, Fresno State alum. And the Braves beat the Red Sox 8-4. You know, I try and sneak that in there.
Yeah.
Whenever I can.
It works, man. Shout out to Fresno State. You know what's funny is I have flashbacks every now and then. I worked with Chris Haynes, who is one of these NBA insiders, does a very good job. And it was funny because that dude, he's from Fresno. Loves Fresno, all about Fresno. And I'd be talking to him because he thought Fresno State football, like he doesn't know anything outside of Fresno at the time. And I'm like, bro, like this is not a big deal. Because being from South Bend, it's going to sound very elitist and like we're Notre Dame and you're not. Yeah, I don't mean it like that at all. Yeah, I don't mean it like that.
You do.
I promise you I don't. But it's like, dude, like Notre Dame was selling out 59,000. They added on 80,000+. Like Fresno State, it's like 40,000 fans and it's half empty sometimes. I'm like, bro, this is not like major, huge. I'm making the case to the wrong person here.
You really are.
Yeah.
It's odd that you would do that.
Sorry about that. I apologize, Eddie Garcia. Nothing personal right there. Nothing at all.
Kind of feels personal. To quote Captain America.
When's the last time you've been out there for a Fresno State game?
I went last year.
Oh, yeah? Who'd they play when you saw them?
Who did they play? Well, I saw them twice in L.A., which was awesome last year. UCLA and San Diego State, both wins. And they're coming to play USC this year. Who did I go see them play last year? I think I went to the opener, and it was like 110 sitting on metal bleachers, and they were kicking the crap out of some terrible team. But
yeah. Dude, I do that all the time now. When I was young, I could tell you, oh, this team played that team, the score was this, this is what happened. I'll go to games, I'm the same as you, Eddie. Every now and then I'm like, who are they playing? Oh, gosh, I can't believe I don't remember sometimes, man. It's bad. I'm getting old.
I'm looking to the future, Brad. I'm looking looking in the front windshield there, not in the rearview mirror.
There you go. I like that.
I'll be in Fresno for the Oregon State game coming up. How about that?
Oh, okay. Wow. So you make it back fairly regularly.
Only during football season.
Yeah.
I'm not going back for anything else.
That's pretty good, though. That's not bad at all. It's been a while since I went to a Notre Dame game. It's been years, actually. Probably like around maybe 2017 or so, 2018, where somewhere around there. I got to make it back. Got to make it back. All right, 87.
I'm sorry. Can you just walk up and get a ticket at Notre Dame? Is that possible or no?
Just like in general, if you wanted to go to like a scalper or something like that, I'm sure you could. It's weird, man. It's so different now with just whatever app you use, StubHub or SeatGeek or whatever. That's the way to go, man. You can find something that way. It's probably the best bet. But yeah, if you wanted to go old school scalper, you could do that. You ever buy tickets from a scalper, Eddie Garcia?
Not in a long time because of the way the secondary market is now and apps and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It would be before, like, cell phones were really the rage, I think, was the last time I, went up to a guy in the parking lot and was like, what you got, buddy?
Yeah. It's always a weird conversation, isn't it? It's kind of because you got to, negotiate a little bit. I remember the last time I talked to a scalper about tickets, this is way, way back. It might have been before 2000, but we could look it up a long time ago. It was in Tennessee. The Titans were hosting Jacksonville. And I can't remember if it was I believe it was a playoff game. But both teams were really good that year. Like the Titans won 15 games. Jacksonville won like 14, something like that. They were both really, really good. And we've got family in the Nashville area. And so I was there and I'm like, man, it'd be cool to go to the game. I go up to a scalper and this dude, the game was already started. It was like, I can't remember, like halftime. The dude still wanted like $300 a piece.
Oh, come
for these
on,
tickets.
Man. Are you kidding me?
Ridiculous. Yeah. I was like, dude,
that's
game's
supposed to be
like
the trick,
halfway
right?
done.
That's supposed to be the trick. Like, you wait till the game starts and then you can get a good deal.
Yeah.
At least I've always heard.
And he still wouldn't give us a good deal. I'm like, bro, you wouldn't just sell us the tickets for something instead of just hanging on to them? Why? I don't get that. So, yeah, the sale didn't go down there, Eddie. Didn't work out. All right, let's go out to the phones. 877-99 on Fox is your phone number. Let's go to Andre. He's over there in Massachusetts. What's going on, Dre? You're on Fox Sports Radio.
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, this whole Deshaun Watson starting during the preseason, to me, this is all about the Browns trying to curry favor, trying to build the confidence and the continuity with a player who they feel is going to take them to the Super Bowl. They realize they have no chance in the 2022 season without Deshaun Watson. They also know that he's going to get suspended at some point in time, possibly for the whole season, even though I don't agree with that, at least for 6 games, maybe somewhere around 12 games. So the whole season, in terms of the Browns, it hinges on a one Mr. Deshaun Watson. So why not have him play with the first team, make him feel like the guy, do all of those, all those things to make him feel confident, the ego, so on and forth. Because at the end of the day, from the Browns' perspective, I think it's really their only option. Obviously, you probably would want Jacoby, the person who's going to be your quarterback, to be in there, and that would be the more practical, pragmatic, rational, whatever the term that you want to use. But that guy is not going to be the person to lead you to the Super Bowl at the end of the day. And so I don't really have a problem with the Browns having Deshaun Watson play the first team reps. I hope, for me, that it's a signal that they're going to fight the NFL and them trying to double down and say, a whole year suspension and, from the 6 games to a year, because they want to make Deshaun Watson the case where they really put their feet down. I have a real problem with that personally. I'm not saying that Deshaun Watson didn't commit, egregious, okay, predatory, okay, but not criminal. And that's been clearly established. And I think that is not what – that is being lost in our overall conversation. Yes.
It doesn't have to be criminal. Like, we all know that. It doesn't have to be criminal for there to be a significant suspension.
I realize that it doesn't have to be criminal for the NFL, but there is a clear distinction there when we're talking about facts between the civil court and the criminal court. And of all his cases, there's no indictments. So So, again, it's
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, the NFL has suspended guys. Ezekiel Elliott, that wasn't a criminal situation. He was suspended for 6 games. Like, it doesn't have to 100%. Be criminal.
Brian, I'm glad you bring that up, because Kia Roberts, in those deliberations, went to the NFL and said, this witness is not credible, and we don't have enough. And the NFL said, we're going to, never mind you, Kia, we're still going to give the 6 games. Kia Roberts no longer works for the NFL. So that was another case. You're right. They don't need actual criminal evidence, so they can suspend him. I'm just saying, for me, those cases don't, you know, I'm not going, you know, it's something for me that's important. I'm not saying, you know, not a perfect guy, you know, he needs to change his behavior, but we do have a process of investigating things, and the standard, the threshold on the criminal side is much higher than it is on the civil side, and the fact that we couldn't get to that threshold, for me, this is my own, you know.
Okay, but it's not the NAL, like the National Andre League. It's the National Football League. So whatever you need, that's a you thing. This is not how the NFL rules, though. Right?
Like, sure.
Yeah.
And so there are people like me and some others. I think the Players Association, that's my view. I think they're going to come and, you know, support. And I think this is going to be a protracted battle. And just back to your original, the Cleveland Browns starting him, that's what I think we're starting to see. I think the Cleveland Browns are going to go to the wall for Deshaun Watson. I think the Players Association is going to go to the wall for Deshaun Watson. I think there's going to be some pushback.
Right.
Roger Goodell is getting his cue.
All right. We got it, Andre. Thanks for the call, man. Like, here's the deal. If we get back to what matters, all right, why Deshaun Watson is getting first-team reps right now. Like, again, let's play the Browns game. We don't know what the suspension is going to end up being. What if it ends up being 10 games? That's possible. That's what it could be. Why wouldn't you at least split the first-team reps where Jacoby Brissett is getting more first-team reps than he is getting right now? The first part of the schedule is pretty favorable. Even if it's Jacoby Brissett, first 4 games for the Browns. We're knee-deep in 2022 Browns football right here. But here's the first 4 games. Panthers, Jets, Steelers, Falcons. Even with Jacoby Brissett, you got a fighting chance to have a winning record those first 4 games. So if Deshaun's suspended for 10 games, let's just say it's that. You have a legitimate chance to be around 500. Let's not forget, the Bengals last year, they were 7-6 before they went on their run. 7-6. You're around 500. You still have a chance to do something significant. So, in my opinion, it would make way more sense to get Jacoby Brissett, who's going to be your starter for at least the first 6 games. Maybe longer, depending on the length of the suspension. It would make way more sense to get that guy ready. Give him more first-team reps than he's getting right now. He's only getting a few hand-me-downs here and there, right? Get Jacoby ready for the first half at a minimum of the season, and then you transition to Deshaun Watson. But that puts you in a better spot for 2022 when you don't know what the length of the suspension is going to be. So this idea of it, there's no reason not to. Yeah, there is. You're not throwing in the towel on 2022 already. It's just silly. There's just a better way to divide it up than they're doing. It's as if they're just going on with business as usual when it's anything but business as usual. It makes no sense. Their plan is dumb. Sorry, their plan is dumb. To get Deshaun Watson the overwhelming majority of first-team reps when he's going to be suspended for the first 6 games at a minimum. It's just a dumb plan. All right, plenty more to get to. Coming up next. Oh, man. What stands out like a sore thumb when it comes to season win totals? I'll tell you next. I'm Brian Noe, in for Big Ben Maller. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
After midnight, we let it all hang down on the Ben Maller Show. Join the best-kept secret on Fox Sports Radio. You can bird dog Ben on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. Put your fingerprints on our signature weekly features like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, in for Ben Maller, it's Brian Noe.
By the way, Eddie, just for show purposes, I know you're not a huge NBA guy, and that's fine, but do you root for or against certain teams just based on who you work with? and for show purposes. Does that ever happen for you?
You know it does, Brian.
So is that, what would you say, rooting for or against the Lakers?
Oh, no, I don't. I'm rooting against the Clippers. What are you talking
against
about?
Against the, gotcha. Got it. Gotcha. Now it makes all the sense in the world. Makes all the sense in the world.
Which is really weird because if you live in Los Angeles and you say you're rooting against the Clippers, people would probably say, why?
Yeah.
And my answer would be Ben
Maller.
Because
I work with Ben
Maller.
Yeah. That's right. By the way, the Clips, what, the fourth highest season win totals, according to Caesars, the season win totals have come out. Clippers at 51.5. And they're just looking up at the Celtics have the highest win total at 54.5, followed by the Suns, and then you have also the Warriors in Milwaukee. Only four teams with higher season win totals than the Clippers. You know what does stand out to me the most is the Lakers. You're going to think I'm being Ben Jr. here. I really am not, but I can't help but look at this. So the Lakers are at 44.5. You know who's at 45.5? The Brooklyn Nets. That is so embarrassing. The Brooklyn Nets, with all this uncertainty, we don't even know if Kevin Durant is going to be in uniform, if he's going to be traded, if Kyrie is going to be traded, if Ben Simmons can get on the floor with his back issues and all that. We don't even know. We have no idea.
There's uncertainty with the Lakers also, though, right? Was Westbrook going to get traded
for Kyrie Davis Irving?
Is Westbrook going to get traded for Kyrie Irving?
That's true. But you know you've got LeBron. You have Anthony Davis. You don't know how healthy AD is going to be. But, I mean, goodness, the only thing that you don't know with the Lakers is, are they going to upgrade or not? You know what I mean? You would consider Kyrie Irving for Westbrook an upgrade.
Yeah.
How he fits in there. So you could... you could move up, but you're not going to be moving down. The Nets could significantly downgrade in terms of their talent and what their team looks like. And they even have a higher win total. That's ridiculous. I mean, if you want to spin it in a positive way for the Laker crowd out there, it's a good position to be in where you can sneak up on folks. You know what I mean? And the Lakers are certainly in that spot where they can sneak up on people. Not to the point where they're going to win a championship or something like that, but they could be better than a 45-win team this year. I wouldn't be shocked by that. It's amazing how quickly things have changed in just 1 year. Because going into last season, a lot of people thought the Lakers would do pretty well. And it was a disaster. And now here they are with a lower season win total than the Nets. We don't know what's going to happen with them. Roster-wise, that's unbelievable to me. All right, our good friend Andrea is out there in Berkeley, wants to check in. We've got a minute, Andrea. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. I just wanted to wish you a happy full sturgeon moon.
I howled at the moon. True story tonight. That's what I do.
Perfect.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I wanted to remind you of. I saw her in the sky. She's just lovely.
It's so, beautiful moon. Beautiful moon tonight. Yes.
Yeah, so we have a full moon, and the exact timing of it, it's always nice to keep that in mind as well. And that's actually tomorrow, so, you know, it's waxing to full as we speak, and that's very special. It's the last super moon of the year, too, Brian.
Oh, wow. Meaning we got to celebrate, you know? You got to make the most of these super moons while we have them.
Exactly, because it's when it's closest to Earth and twice as large, almost. So meditations, affirmations, visualization around the time of the full moon is recommended. Send out healing thoughts to humanity, Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. So the full moon, 20 degrees Leo and Aquarius, 6:37 tomorrow p.m.
Gotcha. Well, good stuff, Andrea. Appreciate that. There were like coordinates and everything. I think there was longitude and latitude in there. There was a lot going on, man. Interesting concoction. All right, coming up next, this player's stance makes some sense, but it doesn't completely add up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.